Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
I have some breaking news today. Digital transformation is dead. Not only that, but ERP implementations are dead as well. I'm going to talk about what I mean by that here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And it may sound odd coming from a digital transformation and ERP consultant, but as I mentioned at the top of the video, digital transformation and ERP implementations as we know it are dead. And that may be shocking to many of you that are in the industry, many of you that are selling software, that have successfully implemented software. But what we found in recent years, and actually through my entire 20-year career, is that companies are too dependent on technology and they're failing in their overall transformations because they're so dependent on technology. And I'll talk a bit about what I mean by that through this video. In many senses, organizations have been allowing the tail to wag the dog, so to speak, in their transformation efforts. And what I mean by that is they're allowing technology to dictate and determine for them how their business processes are going to work. And this is a very flawed approach, one that doesn't work well and one that creates a lot of problems throughout an implementation. Now, there are certainly areas or aspects of technology that can make your processes better. It can automate a process, it can provide better visibility, it can provide transparency, metrics, easier processes, easier user interfaces. All those benefits that we expect to see from technology are very real. Those are still there. But the problem is that organizations too often defer to the technology and assume that by deploying technology, the technology itself will give us the answer for how we want to look when we grow up, what we want our business to be, what we want our business model to be, our operating model, all that stuff. And one of the blessings and curses of modern ERP and digital transformation technology is that the software is fairly flexible, especially in the last, say, 5 or 7 years. Technology has become extremely robust, extremely flexible, and in general, it allows organizations to handle their processes a number of different ways. This is mostly a good thing, but when we assume that the software is going to give us the right answer to how we're going to run our business, that's where companies run afoul and where they run into trouble. So it's really important to recognize that our business process model and our business process improvements that we want to look to in the future are things that we need to define and figure out as an organization before we start implementing technology. If we wait until we implement technology to define what we want our future state processes to look like, we've waited too long. Now, a caveat to that is I'm not suggesting that you get down to the workflow and transactional level of detail before you've selected or implemented technology, but what I am saying is you do want to define your high-level processes, at least to the point where it doesn't really matter what technology you're using, this is just how we want to operate as a business. Then we'll figure out how the technology will enable some of those more detailed transactions and workflows. So it's important to recognize that the business processes should be driving the technology rather than the technology driving the business processes. More than anything, transformations are about organizational change. We've talked about business processes, but ultimately it's going to affect people more than it affects anything. Processes are going to change, which affects people. Roles and responsibilities are going to change, which affects people. The way the business operates and expectations upstream and downstream from any individual's role in the organization, that's going to change. People are going to be expected to operate more standardized or in a more unified, integrated way. That's an impact on people. So there's a lot of impact happening just within your own transformation, within your own ERP implementation. And then you add to that a whole other layer, which is the world in general is changing very quickly. At the time I'm recording this video, there's a lot of social unrest, health concerns, economic concerns, a lot of stuff going on in the world that people are dealing with, and those are people-related issues as well. So as if your transformation wasn't enough, there's enough other change happening in the world that's also affecting people. So more than ever, we have to be mindful of organizational change and recognize that technology doesn't matter, within digital transformation doesn't matter, if we haven't addressed the people side of it. So I would suggest as a recommendation that anyone about to go through a transformation or an ERP implementation, they overinvest in organizational change. You can always throttle back if you find you don't need as much, but I've yet to meet a CEO or a CIO or a project team member who said, you know what, we overinvested in organizational change and I wish we wouldn't have invested that much. I've yet to hear those words come out of anyone's mouth, and I've worked with a lot of different companies throughout a couple decades here. So it's pretty safe to say you're not going to overinvest in organizational change management. I don't know if it's even possible, but chances are you're probably underinvesting in organizational change. And if you're solely focused on technology and you're overinvesting in technology, it's a wasted investment if you haven't also addressed the people side of the equation just as much, if not more, than the technology piece of the equation. Now, working our way up the food chain of priorities here, we've talked about business processes, we've talked about people and organizational change impacts. Now we work our way up to strategy and alignment. Strategy and alignment can kill any transformation, no matter how good the technology is. And even if we handle business processes well and organizational change management well, if we don't have a clear strategy and clear alignment at the strategic level and at the executive level, we're going to run into a lot of problems later on. So I'll give you an example of what I mean by that and how a misaligned project team at the executive level can negatively affect or undermine what's happening with the rest of a transformation project. A lot of times we go into clients who have determined or stated that they want to standardize their operations across multiple locations. Global organizations, for example, have typically grown organically in multiple markets. They've gone out and acquired different companies, and now they're trying to use ERP or digital transformation to bring it all together and start to act like one company. And so the executive team may define as a stated objective that they want to standardize operations, use one single ERP system across the world to standardize operations. Nothing wrong with that. It's a noble goal. But where we run into trouble is when we don't define what that means and the executives aren't defined on what that means. A lot of time, executives don't understand that there are local regulatory needs that need to be accounted for, or there's local market and customer-driven needs that need to be accounted for, where standardization may not be possible. There may be organizational change management resistance to that standardization that we haven't accounted for or haven't thought about at the executive level. So it's really important to unpack at the strategic level, at the executive level, what does standardization mean, or what does whatever your stated goal is for the transformation. What does that really mean, and how can we define the parameters in a way that gives a clear sense of direction and parameters for the transformation team that's ultimately going to need to execute on that? And until we've done that, we're shooting in the dark. We're trying to guess what executives mean by whatever stated objectives they have. So it's really important to take that time up front to unpack what those stated goals and objectives are and how we can translate that into something meaningful for the rest of the team.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
So let's forget about the word digital and digital transformation for a second and replace digital with business. Really, this is a business transformation. We're trying to figure out how can we enable business changes, business improvements, organizational improvements, efficiencies, things that are ultimately going to make our business, our organization more successful. So this is truly a business transformation. And in order for this to be a true business transformation, we need to have ownership of that transformation. We can't assume that the software vendor is going to tell us based on best practices or pre-configurations how our business should run. We need to define and take ownership of what our business state is going to look like in the future. Vendor can't tell us that, system integrator can't tell us that, only we can define that. There's certainly frameworks that we help our clients use to navigate that decision-making process and help define what the business transformation means, But ultimately, even in cases where clients hire us, it's their decision. We give recommendations, but they ultimately need to own that. So it's really important to understand that this business transformation is your project. You're in control. If things start to go off the rails, or you don't like what your vendor's doing, or system integrator's doing, or you don't like that we haven't spent enough time and money on organizational change, or our process improvements aren't clearly defined, do something about it. Even if it's not part of your vendor or system integrator's approach or methodology, it's very important that you take true ownership of that. And only by having true ownership are you going to be able to be successful in the short-term implementation, but certainly even more so longer term. That's the only way to be successful, is to have that true ownership and buy-in and accountability for how the overall project goes. So you may have noticed we haven't talked a lot about technology yet, even though we're talking about digital transformation and ERP implementations. Chances are you're probably about to either consider or about to go implement a new technology or different systems of sorts. And it's important to recognize that while the decision you're about to make and the journey you're about to go on is an important one, technology is an important part of that process, it's simply an enabler. Everything else we've talked about up until this point in the video is more important than technology. Technology, you need to get it right, you need to get everything that I've mentioned right, but if I had to pick one that I might give myself a little more leeway, or I might recommend a little bit more margin of error and really doubling down on some of the more important areas, I'd say technology is the one where you have more of a margin of error. Even if you get a system that's a pretty good match with what your needs, but you implement it really, really well, I'll take that as a betting person. I would take that as something that you would want to bet on versus finding the perfect software, the perfect technology, but you're not implementing as well. So if forced into a trade-off or that sort of decision, I'll always take the project that invests in some of the non-technology related aspects before I'll take the one that gets the technology perfect. And that goes for not only selecting the software, but also in terms of how you implement it. It's easy to get sucked into all the bells and whistles and artificial intelligence, blockchain, Internet of Things, predictive analytics, all that stuff's really cool, but it really doesn't matter unless we're doing all the other stuff right. If we're not doing all the other stuff right, then let's forget about those advanced, sophisticated technologies and just get the basics in place, but do it really well. And if we do that, that'll give us a real strong foundation to longer term be able to start to add in some of those cool technologies that can really help take your business to the next level. But it's like building a foundation. You need to have that foundation first. Otherwise, if you start adding blockchain and Internet of Things and artificial intelligence and all that stuff, it's just a house of cards that'll be very difficult to manage longer term. So I've talked about why the non-technology things are so important in a transformation, why the technology itself is probably the least important part of your overall transformation. But beyond that, what is it we can do to manage our implementation, manage our transformation as a true business transformation rather than a technology initiative? There's a few things. Some of them I've alluded to in this video, but I'll recap and add a couple more to the list here. But first of all, it would be to start your project with a business process blueprint. Define what you want your processes to be independent of the technology. Even if you haven't picked the technology yet, that's okay. You can still define what you want that future state to be, where your pain points are, the bottlenecks, what processes are not as mature as others, what you want those less mature processes to look like, what would things look like in a perfect world, and then you can figure out how can technology be selected and implemented to fit into that future state business process model. Another thing to do is to really look at organizational change and how can we ensure we enable changes with our people in that we're really doubling down on the organizational change component of our project so that people are ultimately enabling those changes and it becomes reality, because none of this that we do, even from a business process or technology perspective, becomes real until the rubber hits the road with organizational change management in the people side of the equation. So make sure you have plenty of time and resources and effort and thought put into your implementation plan as it relates to organizational change management. Also, we want to make sure that we have executive alignment. So before we ever get fully into our implementation, and ideally even before you've selected the software, you would want to make sure you have a clear alignment from your executive team on what the project's going to be, what the vision is, and what the future state of the organization is going to be. And make sure that the executives understand what the trade-offs are that you're about to make, because no matter how good a silver bullet sounds or no matter how good a best practice sounds, it doesn't really matter if we haven't mitigated the risks. And we need to recognize that there are no silver bullets and there's plenty of risks to go around during a project. And we need to make sure that starting with the executive team, we have alignment on what those risks are, what we're going to do to mitigate the risk, and what decisions and trade-offs we need to make to find the best risk-adjusted profile and project for our organization. So there's just a few things to make sure you've incorporated into your implementation plan. One thing I would leave as a closing note to this portion of the video is that most implementation plans that we see that are recommended by either a software vendor or a system integrator fail to account for a lot of the things we just mentioned. So usually they're focused on the technology piece, which is the part that we talked about before, which is probably the least important part of your project, but they typically haven't accounted for some of those non-technology pieces of the transformation. So make sure that you take their plan with a grain of salt and use that as a starting point to build on to address the process, the people, the strategic alignment, and some of the other pieces that we've talked about here in today's video. So I hope this helps explain what I mean when I say that digital transformation is dead and what I mean by ERP implementations are dead. Though the way that we've addressed and tackled digital transformations and ERP projects for decades now has been severely flawed, it's led to a lot of failure, and it's created a lot of problems and heartache in the industry that doesn't need to be there. So with these simple guidelines and approaches and just changing your mindset to how you think about transformation, replacing the word digital with business and viewing this as a business transformation, that's a solid first step in making sure that you take a journey and a step in the right direction towards a true business transformation rather than just another IT project. So I hope you found this information useful. I've included some links below that'll help you through your transformation journeys. I encourage you to check that out. Feel free to reach out to me if you'd like to have a chat as a sounding board for your project. If you'd like to brainstorm some ideas, I'm happy to spend some time with you. So feel free to reach out. I've included my contact information below. Hope you have a great day, and we'll chat with you soon.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.